All right, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Yeah, some of us remember that one. This is Timelines with Q, PRQ Timelines. Again, we started this show to collaborate on proactive ways to have positive timelines in our reality, knowing full well we're in an instant, recognizing instant maturing dimensional reality that we create each and every moment. There's nothing behind you, everyone. Nothing till you turn around. And so if I was going to control society and not let anybody know that what they don't know, how would I do it? And one of the greatest tools you can use to control timelines, hang on just a second. BBS, yeah, I'll go ahead and take calls immediately whenever you get the phone lines populated. You know, feel free to call in, everyone, and talk about some timelines you've observed, how you've made them positive, how you've maybe had negative ones, either way. And it's really fun to observe the past in some cases of why I make decisions now versus the way I used to make decisions, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, one of the greatest tools, if I'm going to, again, the phone number is 888-627-6008. The phone number is 888-627-6008. One of the greatest tools, if I was going to, so we can argue that aliens run your reality in North America and all over the world. So let's put that aside. At a minimum, if I can abduct your thoughts and you don't know where they're coming from, and you're under the opinion, you're thinking, what could I do to a society? If all my knowledge is coming from my brain and I'm super psionic from birth, and I can contaminate the antenna of the brain, what better tool to create timelines that are reactive than a cell phone? Emails. How about Facebook? So if I keep looking at the past to create the future, then I'm going to create a timeline that I'm reactive to. And that's why, you know, when I talk to military vets and we get in the discussion of why did you participate in a fake war? And the first thing they say is, oh, it was real, all right. I watched my buddy die. Okay, well, it was actually a make-believe timeline because the agenda of many of these wars are misdirection. Very touchy subject. Certainly myself going through the abduction process in the US military, you don't really know what's not fabricated, what's not manufactured when you react to newspapers and so forth. And those are timelines. So if I can get you to believe the Russians are coming, the Japanese bomb Pearl Harbor, those are timelines that we're reacting to through propaganda or media. My words right now. So what do we do going forward to make positive timelines? What is the difference between making a decision from your heart versus your mind? It sounds easy, but when we delineate between the mind and the heart, what if I told you that there are many aliens that can cut and paste you? Look at the cells of your body. You're able to make a new body every day. So who's doing that? That's source. That's God, if you will. God is love. I think one person wrote in recently. Well, that power that comes through your heart center, it is not capable of participating in timelines. It creates time, space. And it's fun to play with whenever we can observe how we used to do it versus how we do it now. Anyway, the cell phone will be the biggest tool to get you on reactive timelines, phones in general. Anytime you're listening to the past, everything I just said is over, is another timeline. So again, if you can observe cutting and pasting of people, thoughts, et cetera, that is a great tool to coach yourself each and every day how you made decisions. You know? And I know the information gets a little redundant, but my goal will always be to be one with you as we walk through this interesting type of human and participate with each other. And I love you very much. Sherry from Wyoming, thank you for calling in. How can two people who are sitting next to each other watching the same game have seen two different games? Sherry from Wyoming on line two. Thank you so much.
Hi, Q.
Hi, Sherry. That's a beautiful question. Teach us, what did you experience?
Yes, I had a very interesting summer. I was watching my son's little league my grandson's little league game with my sister and my daughter-in-law. And my sister and I couldn't believe how badly they were losing. And I forgot what the score was. So I asked my daughter-in-law, I said, so have they caught up yet? She goes, I don't know what you're talking about. They were never behind. And I thought, no, they've got to be. I said, they've got to be 10, at least 10 points behind. She goes, no, they were never behind. And I'm not kidding, Q. My mouth fell open. I'm just like, I watched them drop the ball time after time after time. And all these runs kept coming in. So how can we have watched? She looked at me like I was losing my mind. How could we have watched two different games? I mean, okay, my sister saw the same thing I saw.
Right. Okay. So now when we come out of the game, we go home, is that your sister, thank you so much for being brave to explain that. So would your sister have said they won when you said they lost as well?
No, my sister and I both saw the same game, and my daughter-in-law saw a totally different outcome.
Okay. By the way, how old is the daughter-in-law roughly?
She's early 30s.
Okay. All right. So when we perceive information, very tricky to explain. Brilliant that you would explain this to us. Just so in love with this dialogue. All right. So what if there's many, many studies on perception. So if I go and look in a two-way mirror, and look at you and you look at me through a two-way mirror, would we be seeing the same person? Okay, so because we're so powerful now at creating, and this is the end of the ascension cycle, I can create the outcome or deliverable I want. Not believe, I want. I want Junior to win the game. So I can transpose and install all of the drama around the event I want to have happen. And watch it in a completely different game than you're watching, even though you're on the same bench as me. Interesting, huh?
Yeah, very interesting.
Okay, so a lot of you are calling it the Mandela effect, many other names. But if I'm right next to you watching a different dimension, that is possible, is what you just said. She saw
that. Yeah.
She was sitting right down the line from you and could see an entirely different dimension than you. And then you guys go break bread together and cross stories. Okay, so now how does that work? That's how strong you are. That's why nature is so profound for us, because it's really stable. Whereas people are really unstable, aren't they? Because they don't know that they're actually doing it, do they?
No.
So if we're going to create a dimensional reality with other people, that stability is really what we're talking about. How do we create stability with all our peers, our friends, our family, if everyone's being hijacked on every timeline? But are they being hijacked? So am I being tricked? So how do you know that you weren't the one being tricked? And the boys actually won. That's right. So it gets tricky now, doesn't it? Oh, boy. I'm getting tired of hearing myself, too. Okay, so if you can look through the mirror the opposing way and see a whole different universe. That's how strong you are. It's pretty cool, huh?
Yes.
So if you use your heart to observe things versus your mind. Okay, so this is what's funny about sports. Football is a really good one. So if I can get you super engaged in the game and the outcome and the drama and the emotions, if I can, your team's going to win and I want to win, and I can get you angry, sad, happy, and get the outcome installed and what you want to have happen, many cases you can control the deliverable of the team who is going to win. Because why do you think they call it the home team? Well, what if I could do it the opposite way too, but I install thoughts in your head to have you doubt, be negative. Oh my gosh, I can't believe they're losing. Oh my gosh, they dropped the ball again. You'd actually be sending the ball player that information, wouldn't you?
Yes.
And that again, that's our speed. If we have doubt and fear, is very fast. The dark side is very fast. Never underestimate. Just know that the light is far more powerful and more holistic. So when you root the outcome of the game in this case, doesn't really matter, does it?
No.
So if everybody goes to the game and says, let's just go have fun, then everything changes, doesn't it?
Yes, I would. Yes, it would.
Really cool. Any other questions?
Can I tell you one more experience this summer?
Please. I love them, and this is how we all learn from each other. Please. We'll get to you there, Kelly. Sorry, taking a little while here. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Sherry.
There is a walking track behind our high school. That's pretty flat. Wyoming doesn't have a lot of trees, so it's just flat. And I take my dogs there, and I pulled up, and the date was July 7th, and I pulled up, and there was a man, and he was ahead of me on where I was going to enter the track at, and he was he was having a hard time with his dog, and I thought, oh, I'm going to get ahead of him on the track with my three dogs. And so I did that, and I turned around just to see where he was to make sure that I wasn't too close to him, and he totally disappeared, him and his dogs. And there's nowhere to go. This is just, we're just open field. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this man is gone. His dogs are gone, and he is gone. And I looked and looked and looked, and everybody else that I saw there was there, but he was gone. So 2 days later, same place, almost the same time of day, and exactly the same spot, another man was ahead of me with three dogs, and I decided to get ahead of him, and they disappeared in the same spot. I don't know what that was. Can you tell me?
Yeah. So this is really common. Most questions like this I get with automobiles and or timelines with legacy relationships. You started the show perfectly with that. I saw that game, and my sister-in-law saw a different gamer. Excuse me. I get the relationship wrong there. But most of the time continuums that we study, secret soldiers, super soldiers, whatever you like there, we're seeing a tremendous amount of cutting and pasting of the screen that you're creating. If I'm going to create the future that I'm going to, that would be more prominent, and I don't want to participate with anybody else, as it says, that's why nature is such a good tool for us. You're going on a nature walk, as an example. You don't want to see any people, do you? So as we grow and get more functionality of our heart center, God, source, we're going to prefer outcomes that are generated from our heart. So I want to go in nature as the example I'm giving today. So that means I don't want to see anybody. But Jim decided to go for a walk too, as an example, and Jim is not what I prefer today. You with me?
Yes.
So you're getting you're getting so efficient at it, Jim's not going to be able to hang out in your dimensional reality. Make sense? Now, sustaining it is even a bigger question. Why wouldn't I just stay in nature my whole life? Because that's really where I prefer to be, and I'd really like to be on a beach in Tahiti constantly, is where we're going. So more of your reality is going to be sustained by you being the director. Does that make sense?
Very cool.
Yeah, and so
I like it.
Playing with it over the years, and that's exactly why they hijacked us in the military, is they knew that we had control of it, so to speak, because we didn't allow control of it. We could go, and that's the only way you can navigate these vessels is when you're utilizing the understanding there's no such thing as time or space, and you just use your heart, and you're on a planet that is doing it naturally, you're just now getting it back. So that's the best I can do to answer that. I hope that helped.
It did help quite a bit. Thank you so much. So we didn't have any missing persons, by the way, for anybody. There's no missing people in our town. So it was just something
there
I
you
really
go.
Asked.
There you go.
Thank you so I'll much also, for talking to me.
You betcha. I'll move on to the next caller. Because, okay, so that is a great example of your realities concurrently using your heart center. So versus your mind. And that's why I'm so heavy-handed against cell phones and text messages. You're not going to be able to tell who's really messing with who if you don't favor your true intentions. Because those tools are really good at tricking us, very good at tricking us, because we are so powerful. All right, Kelly, you did well to hang on this long. Kelly from Oregon, how do synchronicities work? Kelly from Oregon, please. Are you there on line three?
Hola.
Aloha.
Hola.
She started a love disease, didn't she? Aloha.
I actually said hola.
Hola.
It's a
Scandinavian.
That's a different
Sorry.
Form.
I got a different Scandinavian version. Love song now. All right.
Hello.
Hello, you can say pick the heading. I always want to play Norwegian guy. I want everyone to see me as like an elf with clogs.
Do it. Do it.
Yeah. How can I help you today? Your calls
I have a couple observations.
Your calls are always so advanced, and so I always look forward, and almost everyone that calls in. But you have an interesting way of positioning yourself with information that everyone really enjoys. Please, what do you have today?
Oh, that's great feedback. Thank you for that. Well, I have an observation that I think ties into all of this, actually. Go figure. But feel free to comment. But I feel a significant increase in frequency coming from you when I command a perfect connection with you prior to the broadcast. And after that, I connect with your image, your creation lightship image. It's like exponential. So there's that. And if you want to comment, feel free.
Well, I don't know.
And
that
ties into, go ahead.
Yeah, if you want me to answer your question. If you do go on creation lightship, there is the real photography that has been lost here is a reflection. So there is a reflection of my face on creation lightship. So you can't see what I look like, and holds pretty true in the physical body. Mermaid and I probably change shape, size, scale in real time whenever we want. So sometimes I'm looking down at her, sometimes I'm looking up at her. But for the most part, the face, the effigy, if you like, of the Spirit's face will not change, and I will transfer it into physicality, or at least as much as is capable here. And everybody else does it the same way too. So thank you for that observation.
Yeah, I noticed that. So kind of ties into another observation, and that goes with your caller that was sharing her experience about the dolphins. I don't live near an ocean, but I asked the sun to play with me, and it did. And the colors I saw were just phenomenal, absolutely amazing. And they're similar to those I see when I look at your image. So it kind of ties together.
And you were probably able to move the sun too, weren't you?
Well, I don't know if I should say this, but I actually looked into the sun, and it danced.
That's right.
And so, the colors were gorgeous.
Okay, so let's hold it there. So the light that you're seeing come into your reality here, it's a very moving statement. Even I have to take care here. What if there was no such thing as night?
Right.
What if the sun was the entire sky? Is where you come from.
I've been chewing on that since the last show. And I have a gazillion questions about that, but I have so many questions, but there's one in particular about synchronicities. So you can hear me if you'd like.
It's super cool. You're starting to put this together, aren't you?
I am. And it's overwhelming and it's cool. And I want the knowing now. How about now? How about now?
And Mom, you're actually the crazy person, not me.
Exactly. Yeah, Mom, you're so out there. Oh, my family's loving. Everybody's so cool with me. But what I want to know is, how does heart-centered passion and desire, I think you said it just the last show, how does passion and desire create synchronicities, or what you said, coalesce inspiration? How does synchronicity work?
So synchronicity, negative and positive. The horsepower that you would enjoy outside of these types of bodies is unbelievably clean and natural for you. You don't need to overprocess information. You just do. Well, that's, I believe my catchphrase was do-do. You just do. You don't doubt it. You don't question it. You don't deliberate. There's just no deliberation whatsoever. You're just spontaneous with your true self, so to speak, your heart. How do you swing on a swing set? Do you think about it? You don't, do you? How do you swim in the ocean? You don't think about it. You just swim. You do this all day.
I thought about that with air.
Yep.
With breath.
Why do you keep breathing? You're not. Hang on a second.
I don't think about it.
I've got to take a breath. Yeah, you don't do that, do you? That's your proof that you're a spirit. So synchronicity is that exact statement, or at least the best we can do with the English language. I'm not even trying to achieve an outcome. I'm doing what I want to do, and the outcome shows up. That's why synchronicities that are negative, why I did these shows, because I watch people go through negative synchronicities. Like I've got to get to work right on time. And sure enough, they go blazing down the road, and the stop sign that is a mile away all of a sudden is 5 feet away, because they zone out, they blank out with their fear of losing their job, et cetera, et cetera. And those negative synchronicities are very easy for aliens to participate in. And it's not to install aliens into our reality. I know full well that I have to be careful here. in that if I'm telling you you're living amongst aliens here, then I'm reinforcing the fact that they're here. Okay, and which is giving them more power as well. I'm saying I have to err on the side of we don't really understand synchronicity yet, so I might as well spill the beans so we can at least coach ourselves. And that is exactly what positive synchronicities are all about, is I don't doubt what I'm going to do next, do I?
Right. I was kind of trying to tie it together with projects, with, you know, finding my tribe. I have that passion and desire. So does source energy create those synchronies then, synchronicities? You know, so maybe we just need to let go and just chew on that a little more, but I'm still not quite sure.
Yeah, and that's why banking was created, because now you have time, you have fear, you have doubt. There is someone who wants to ask a question about it, and I'm not going to answer the question today, because why would we use, I don't use banks, because all they do is create time, fear, guilt, greed. Do I use everybody else's bank account though?
That's not fair.
I just That's use everyone funny. Else's. That energetics can work in a positive way. I don't have a bank account, and then you want to give me $2.50. Well, then that energetic is synchronistic, because I wanted to get on the radio and talk, and I want BBS to help us and support us. And so it flows naturally. That's why money is really funny, because if it does have intentions, if it does have heart center of moving energetics, synchronicity, I want Q to be successful, I want Q to help more people, et cetera, it just falls into place, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And that goes for you too.
One last thing, yeah. And I know it. It's
like I can't wait to talk to you. When I saw your name on the list, I'm like, I can't wait to get to her. And I have seven. And there's so many people that when I see on the caller list come in, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have 20 awesome people. Like, oh, so that's synchronous. That answers your question.
Yes. I feel you. So because you say asking questions is demonstration of love, I have a question for you from my heart. And I want to know, from your heart center to ours, what is something you really want us to know, to really get, that would help us in our ascension process?
It's an easy one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Your heart center.
Just y'all can use me whenever you want. Mm. You just put everything on a silver platter and give it to me, and stop anything you don't prefer. Just give it to me. Just give it to me. That's what I want you to know. It's real easy for me, but I need to know. I do need to know. You need help, or you're out there. Anytime, any place, anytime you need me, I am there. I want you to know you. That's what I want. I want you to know you, so that we don't need to do radio shows anymore. We can just play. Did I answer your question?
Yes. I feel you so much, and I love you so much. You bring tears to my eyes. Thank you for talking with me. Thank you all y'all.
My love to you. You have a beautiful day.
Me too.
Good day. All right. I'm going to keep jumping around BBS. Sorry, guys. You're coming in loud and clear, BBS. I know we had had a bunch of distractions there. Thanks a lot. I'm going to jump to line six on Sandra from Ohio, understanding of timelines and portals. Sandra, are you there from Ohio?
I am. Howdy, how?
How do you do?
I do as best as I can and better than I used to. How about you?
Do. Tell us. We love it. You're making the show today.
All right. Hey, this is a somewhat continuation of our conversation about the almost nine-year-old 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We ran out of time at the end of the hour, and I wanted to ask you about his possible comprehension of portals and timelines. He initiates conversations occasionally, and because of his age and the fact that he has older brothers, I wonder if he's got insight and he's hanging on to what he came here with, or if he's being influenced by popular culture.
Yes, both. So let me give you a couple ideas, and please don't endorse them, but just be aware of them.
Okay.
I can take a cell phone, I can take a television, I can take a movie. The front end of the theme of the movie, we'll use that one as an example, is not really the tool. When I install subliminal messaging with frequency and visuality, I can manipulate the human mind. All right, not a big deal when you're in the present situation of participation in this body. But if I can get generation after generation epigenetics installed into a society, so a shell shock is one of the greatest tools to utilize the control and manipulation of society. So if great-grandfather was in World War I, and then grandpa was in World War II, and then my dad was in Vietnam, etc., I can get a lineage of recordings in our bodies. So as an example, chickens born first get all the ailments. First born of a family member gets all the ailments because it's got the first, let's say, epigenetic recording system on the next generation. All right, so with this individual, you now have a succession of a recording system, trauma. I'd say in your family, about 88 versions of this human are now taking everything from 2,000 years ago to now, and now I can control and program a human with media. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
So let's just say a legacy trauma. We'll use shell shock. When we hear the bomb go off in great grandpa, and now the bomb goes off in the gentleman now, it will have more of a signature to it. Not specific to the task of the bomb, but now what if I do it with social stimulation? Just simple, my mother and father always argued. That's all recorded in the human body. And so it's going to stimulate us one way or the other. And so I hope that helps a little bit. It's not to be negative. It's that the only way out of it is to really focus on inspiration.
Well, that is interesting because he is very jumpy. Like when the dog barks, he will, almost come out of his seat.
Okay, hold it right there. So now, when you have the combination of ascension coming through all of us, the dog has emotions equivalent to a human. maybe even greater. And most dogs want to protect us. Most dogs are so aware they see an angry dog across the street and they want it out of here. They're naturals at projecting their emotions. Well, this young gentleman, he can hear the emotions, feel the emotions, know the emotions, and be so sensitive at the same time. Many people I know and work with, they cloak themselves out when they go to the grocery store because you're going to feel so much more capabilities from other people. And not everybody at the grocery store seems to be that nice sometimes, huh?
True.
So that's the young individual you have there can see so much and epigenetically has experienced so much because we're at the end of the ascension cycle. So when you look at young people, assume they have 2,000 years of recordings in them and more capability psionically, spiritually, etc. Young people are taking a wild ride and they're teaching us in many cases. Does that help you a little bit?
It's very, very helpful, and I could segue in three different directions from this, but I don't want to be greedy with your time.
Go ahead. This is for all of us, please. What other insights do you have?
Okay. The dog. He's sitting right here beside me right now and just picks his eyes up when he knows I'm talking about him. He is just as rambunctious and chipper and energetic as you could hope a dog could be during the daytime. But when I take him out at night, it's like he's scared. And he can barely wait to take care of what he needs to do and turn around and jerk me back inside the house. And I don't know what it is. I mean, it's not just when it's windy. It's not just when, you know, we can hear, loud motors on the road not far from here. He will not go out at nighttime.
Yeah, and that does complement timelines, although many people will say, well, this isn't about timelines. It actually is. So dogs, for the most part, their nature is to communicate, protect, and be a very huge tool for transmitting communication out. So if they're transmitting communication in, there is must pay attention in most cases if you have a healthy dog. Dogs typically would be the communicators to other animals. So I feel I've talked about this on the shows. Is if I was going to transfer fields, my cows need to go to another field. The dog would hear us at the round table at dinner, and the dog would go out and tell the cows we're going to move fields next week. And, you know, Farmer John's going to need your help, because it's healthier for you there. They would be a liaison. And so that's most cases the dog is a liaison.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
You know, when I does first a cat, got when him you
call
about...
Your, when you call your cat, does it come to you?
I don't know.
The only person I know that can do it is the...
Kitty. But I first... we could walk a long time at night, and I used to enjoy doing that with him. And occasionally we'd have deer come up to us in the neighborhood and walk beside us. And now so do you think there are things that he's sensing now that weren't there before? Does this relate to timelines?
Absolutely. Great job. I'm going to go ahead and move on to the next caller. That is a great call. Thank you so much. BBS, I'm going to move on to line one. before we run out of time. Yeah, so the dogs, for the most part, really only understand peace. And so if they're out of peace, they're going to stand up for you and your relationship. And obviously, they understand the English language, too, depending on how you raised them. Dee Dee from Colorado, we don't need money, and it works. Dee Dee from Colorado. Boy, this is my favorite subject. Are you there, Dee Dee? Thanks for waiting for us.
I am. Hi. I keep thinking I won't get nervous when I talk to you, but I always do.
How high are you?
I'm good.
You said you're high.
So I have to share the story. Can you hear me? You
can hear me. Yep, let's go. Let's go.
Okay, here we go. So I traded, I don't know what, some piece of furniture I had for this wood-burning stove about 4 years ago. And I've been wanting to get it in my house, and I've been thinking, oh, it's going to cost too much or whatever. So this year I said, okay, I am putting that in my house. I don't want to pay more electricity, whatever, you know. And so I just started. And I thought, okay, the first thing I need, I have to build a hearth and, you know, put the barrier for the heat on the walls and stuff. So I am looking for a piece of stone to set it on. And I thought, well, I'll see if there's any on for sale on Craigslist, something I could afford. Well, I end up finding this place on Craigslist that has these remnants, and I get this huge, beautiful piece of marble for free. So then I'm like, okay, cool. Now I need some cement board. I head to Lowe's to try to get this cement board. And then I sit there in the parking lot, and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to check Craigslist and see if there's any on there. So it was like the second ad that was posted like 30 minutes prior. This guy says, I have these remnants. They're free if you want to come get them. And it was like very near my house. But I go get that. And it was exactly the amount after I get this whole thing done. Like I had one little 1 by 1 foot square left. And it was free. So then I had put this stone, limestone patio, in my house a couple of years ago, and I had these remnants of the stone. So last Saturday when you were doing all your shows, I started this project, and I thought, oh, I want to listen, but I'm running this grinder and it's so loud. So I just shut my phone off and I got into putting these stones on the wall. And it was like magic, really, because I love working with stones, and I would like drop a stone, it would break, but then the piece that broke was like the perfect fit. And so this whole thing just, it was brutal, hard amount of work, but it turned out so beautiful. And I'm sitting there looking at this going, like, it's the favorite thing about my house now. You know, I mean, I love what it did, and it all just happened like, I guess that's synchronicity or whatever, but
okay, so may I ask you, mind if I ask you a question?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so is the event, sequence of events that occurred, did they occur because you didn't doubt that you had a project you wanted to execute, so to speak? I wanted to fulfill this project. I really don't know where the resources are going to come from, and I don't really care where they come from. I just can't wait to change the mantle on my fireplace or whatever it is. Is that pretty much how you saw synchronicity work for you?
Yes.
So you're dreaming, but you stayed in that dream state. That dream state of, man, if I could just get the mantle to look blue instead of white, things like that, then all of a sudden the mantle is blue, things like that, correct?
I think it was that I was just so ready to do it and I didn't know, I didn't have a plan. I just wanted it to be done so I could, you know, have the heat and everything in the house. And so I just committed. I don't know if it's committed, but
you didn't think how the next step was going to happen. You just saw the vision. It was all the vision, wasn't it?
Right.
Outstanding. Yes.
And there's times where I wouldn't know what it was going to look like. But I always think of what you say is to slow down. And I'd be like, how am I going to do this? And then I'd be like, oh, just wait. And then it would like come. It was like very
when you're late, you're faster a lot of times, aren't you?
Yeah, I thought of
I really should get off the couch and do this. I don't really feel like getting off the couch yet. Hang on a second. I need a new couch, first of all.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. I just wanted to share it. And so now I don't want to spend like $400 for the stovepipe. So I am bringing the stove in today, and then I'm just going to wait and see where it shows up.
Right on. That's a great story. This is so great.
I just wanted to share that magic with y'all.
Thank you for sharing the magic. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, BBS, I think I'm going to call it a day out of respect for next callers. Beautiful call. All the people have called in today. Rich, Mike and Leah, Sharon, aloha. It's just so amazing that you would I'm just always so fulfilled to talk to all of you, Christine, Shelley, Sherry, Kelly, Mary. Whenever I get to talk to Richard and Kelly, Marie, Anthony, sorry I missed your call today. Thank you. Sandra, Dee Dee. This is our walk. And thank you for enjoying timelines. They're getting easier. The timelines are getting a lot cleaner, and that's part of the ascension process. So we may argue it takes a little practice to not think about outcomes we want to have happen. We want to be happy each and every day, all day, is the solution for a lot of timelines in the universe. It's a unique place you're in, very unique body you're in, and things are changing very quickly. And I commend you. I commend you. I commend you for walking with me. My love to you all. BBS Radio, thank you. For the people.space, thank you. Everyone, you have fun. I love you. It's called a day. I'll be back in 3 hours, 4 hours, a long time from now. Bye-bye.